They finished that round of conversation and took a break, both rocking gently in the cool shade of the front porch, as if time had stopped, neither bothered by the silence. Porch sitting allowed great lapses while thoughts were gathered, or while there was no thinking at all. Finally, Ray, still plodding through an unwritten script, mustered the courage to ask the toughest question of the day. "I need to know something, Claudia. And please be honest."
"I'm always honest. It's one of my faults."
"I have never questioned my father's integrity."
"Nor should you now."
"Help me out here, okay?"
"Go on."
"Was there anything on the side? A little extra from a lawyer, a slice of the pie from a litigant, a nice backhander, as the Brits like to say?"
"Absolutely not."
"I'm throwing darts, Claudia, hoping to hit something. You don't just find $100,000 in nice, crisp bills tucked away on a shelf. When he died, he had $6,000 in the bank. Why keep $100 buried?"
"He was the most ethical man in the world."
"I believe that."
"Then stop talking about bribes and such."
"Gladly." She lit another cigarette, and he left to fill up the tea glasses. When he returned to the porch, Claudia was deep in thought, her gaze stretching far beyond the street. They rocked for a while. Finally, he said, "I think the judge would want you to have some of it."
"Oh, you do?"
"Yes. We'll need some of it now to finish fixing up the place, probably $25,000 or so. What if you, me, and Forrest split the remainder?"
"25 each?"
"Yep. What do you think?"
"You're not running it through the estate," she asked.
She knew the law better than Harry Rex. "Why bother? It's cash. Nobody knows about it. And if we report it, then half will go for taxes."
"And how would you explain it?" she asked, as always one step ahead.
They used to say that Claudia would have the case decided before the lawyers began their opening statements. And the woman loved money. Clothes, perfume, always a late-model car, and all these things from a poorly paid court reporter. If she was drawing a state pension, it couldn't be much. "It cannot be explained," Ray said.
"If it's from gambling, then you'll have to go back and amend his tax returns for the past years," she said, quickly on board. "What a mess."
"A real mess." The mess was quietly put to rest. No one would ever know about her share of the money.
"We had a case once," she said, gazing across the front lawn. "Over in Tipper County, 30 years ago. A man named Childers owned a scrapyard. He died with no will."
A pause, a long drag on the cigarette.
"Had a bunch of kids, and they found money hidden all over the place. In his office, in his attic, in a utility shed behind his house, in his fireplace. It was a regular Easter egg hunt. Once they'd scoured every inch of the place, they counted it up, and it was about $200,000. This from a man who wouldn't pay his phone bill and wore the same pair of overalls for 10 years.
Another pause, another long puff. She could tell these stories forever.
"Half the kids wanted to split the money and run. The other half wanted to tell the lawyer and include the money in the probate. Word leaked out. The family got scared, and the money got added to the old man's estate. The kids fought bitterly. 5 years later, all the money was gone. Half to the government, half to the lawyers."
She stopped, and Ray waited for the resolution. "What's the point?" he asked.
"The judge said it was a shame. Said the kids should have kept the money quiet and split it. After all, it was the property of their father."
"Sounds fair to me."
"He hated inheritance taxes. Why should the government get a large portion of your wealth just because you die? I heard him grumble about it for years."
Ray took an envelope from behind his rocker and handed it to her. "That's $25,000 in cash." She stared at it, then looked at him in disbelief. "Take it," he said, inching it closer to her. "No one will ever know." She took it, and for a second was unable to speak. Her eyes watered, and for Claudia, that meant serious emotions were at work.
"Thank you," she whispered, and clutched the money even tighter.
Long after she left, Ray sat in the same chair, rocking in the darkness, quite pleased with himself for eliminating Claudia as a suspect. Her ready acceptance of $25,000 was convincing proof that she knew nothing of the much larger fortune. But there was no suspect to take her place on the list.